Like, yeah, because we have something to talk about. And then the following, like after 2 hours or three, you receive a phone call. And then listening to his voice, I know what he's gonna ask me to do. No. But like saying yes to Pastor James, like approach, like it's easy to say yes sometimes, right? But the preparation is the hardest. And like what, as I'm looking, I said yes after I finished talking, like, then what's next? How to choose, how to get a certain topic that will encourage everybody, especially the end of the year, like we're about to see, like, what I'm going to share. Actually, I prepared two again, two lessons, but which one, like, I always ask my wife to check because she's the editor of my preaching. So she knows what I'm going to share already, so she don't want to hear everything. But my point here is just like I'm just so thankful and honored to be to share the word of God today. And as I said a while ago, like saying yes to Pastor James, it's easy. And then God put these lessons in my heart to study. Actually, our Sunday school class is the one who encouraged me to study this guy further. He's the author of the book that we are studying right now in our Sunday school class. The man named Peter is the apostles that we are going to study. As I always want to share here, that I always want to study a different biblical character. And you know, Peter is one of my favorite one that I want to. I'm not get tired of studying about his life. You know why? He can talk something very boldly, but he can left you behind with something like denial part. He can deny something, even if he will say like, yes, I will serve you, I will fight for you. And after a few hours, he will say, I don't know you. I think last year or this year that I shared about his life, about inside the boat, that he walked on the water. That's a good story, a reminder for us as well. Now, again, I will share to you the life of Peter in the end part of John chapter 21. So if you have your Bibles with you, please open your Bible in book of John chapter 21, verses 15 to 22. And I titled this message as, Where is Your Focus? Because in this passage, we see why I titled that message. Why I titled this, because Peter, in his life also, like, where is his focus? As Christians, sometimes we can be diverted. Our focus is not always on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on God, but in something else. Have you experienced those things in your life that sometimes our focus is not on the Lord Jesus Christ, but in different ways? So, John chapter 21, verses 15 to 22. The word of God says, Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch your hand, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast on the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, But Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Let us pray first. Our loving God and gracious Heavenly Father, I ask for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to guide us as we study these lessons. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless us as we study more about the life of Peter. And also my prayer that you will bless us as we apply the different principles in our life. Help us, Heavenly Father, to see what you want us to learn today. And it's my prayer, Lord, that your name be glorified in our midst this morning. Thank you again, Lord, for the presence of everyone. And I pray and commit all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm still nervous, just to let you know. I'm still mumbling, so I know that I am. But during our Sunday school class, one of our discussions is about Peter, and we talk about his denial and his restoration. Today, I want to share about the scene after the Peter's restoration and reaffirmation of his first love to Jesus Christ. If you read the previous verses, it's study about like Jesus Christ assured and restored Peter, signifying like, feed my lambs. Lovest thou me more than this? And he replied, yes, Lord, I love you. And then after that, Jesus Christ gave him different ministry, different instruction what he has to do in the future. The passage that we have read, this is the scene after Peter reaffirms his first love and commitment to Jesus Christ. Jesus told him the type of ministry he would have in this, verses 15 to 17, the manner of death, verses 18 to 19. And Peter's ministry was to lead the new convert. And as I studied this before, I read that there are, I think, two or three different Greek word for the word feed my lambs. Or the lambs, because some of those lambs is significating young converts. Some of those lambs are like is talking about the to take care of the sheep and preach the word of God specifically to the Jews. As we all know that Peter are called to share the gospel. Most of the Jews, most of his ministry are with the Jews, and his manner of death was to die as a martyr. If you read about it, like it's a violent kind of death. And crucified head downward. So kind of like as I studied, like, wow, sometimes we're talking about persecution in the book of First Peter, like he experienced those kind of persecution. That's why he have that boldness to encourage the believers in the book of First Peter, because he experienced a lot. I mentioned this in our Sunday school. It's hard for you to encourage other people when you don't experience what they have. He experienced persecution. He experienced those things. That's why he is able to encourage those people that experiencing a lot of persecution in their lives. There are two situations in this passage that I want to share to you today. The first situation is in verses 20 to 21. Peter's problem. We can see here the problem. Instead of, yes, Jesus Christ challenged him, follow me. Instead of following, look at the next, the verse 21, I believe it says. And then verse 21. Peter seeing him said to him, but Lord, what about this man? In some translation, Peter turned around and asked, Lord, how about this man? What manner of death he will be experiencing? Because like verse 18, it's talking about the manner of death. How about this man? You know, my brother and sister in Christ, it's easy for us to compare our experiences in life to other people. Here we can see that he compared his ministry. He compared his manner of death. He turned around, turned his back, and looked around and said, and compared his life to other people. Sometimes it's dangerous to human, to us as Christian women, and trying to compare not only our failure, but we compare our success to other people instead of looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Some of us serving more and some others serving less, but it's not us who will judge the deserve more or deserve less. We are called to follow and serve him wherever we are. It's not all about how many we reach out, how small we reach out, but it's about how faithfully we are in following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Disciples, and if you can see, as I study this problem of Peter about comparing his ministry and his manner of death, I come across with the manner of death, the disciples, the other disciples, and then Andrew, he was crucified in an X-shaped cross in Petras. James killed with a sword by Herod in Acts chapter 2, verse 12. Philip was crucified. Bartholomew beaten severely in Armenia. Matthew spared to death. Matthias suffered martyrdom in Ethiopia. In John, only John. I wish I have all the disciples like John, right? He just died in a natural death. they do not suffer martyrdom. How many of those, if we look at them, I know for you, but for me, when I look at their lives, I'm like, they suffered a lot. I only suffered a few compared to these disciples who faithfully serving the Lord Jesus Christ, faithfully serving God wherever they send them. Some of them were in Ethiopia, Armenia, some of those places. It's easy for me sometimes to complain about death, about hardship. When you look at this, these disciples, they suffered a lot. But it's not the point of this one. My point here is the problem of Peter. He compares his ministry in manner of death to John. The attitude of Peter's heart that sometimes is also present in our life. One great temptation of Christians is comparing his situation and experiences to others. Why does God bless him materially? Have you ever asked that sometimes in your life when you compare yourself to other people? We always see the material part. We don't see the spiritual part, right? I want to be like him spiritually. Instead, like, why he have blessed him that? In another question that sometimes this is talking to myself, not if you have experienced this, then we are like this, like you're like me. I always ask God, like, why God allow my friends to have appreciation? I don't. Have you come up to that to your mind as well? Why does God allow these things to happen in my life? That's why my wife knows that Christmas is not one of my favorite holiday. Every year in just 1 year apart, two of the most loved person in my life died on before and after Christmas. My father and then my brother. And they're so close to me. That's why Christmas is just, she asked me like, what do you want for Christmas? I always say, nothing. Because sometimes, even though it's gone, but the pain is still there. Even for like 6 years now. But the point here is that like, it's easy for me sometimes to compare my hardship to other people instead of like, Lord, you have something better for me. Like in our Sunday school, again, like we're talking about like why bad thing happens to good people. Like to Job, to even Habakkuk asked those questions. And I remind myself as what Habakkuk mentioned in his book, that like the just shall live by faith. I just have to live by faith day by day because God knows what is going on in my life and he's the one who is in control of my life. I cannot change the situation. I just have to live by faith because God knows how to comfort me, to keep me going. As was mentioned a while ago, dangerous things happen when we take our eyes off Jesus. We need to guard our hearts and our mind because it is dangerous when we focus on others and not on Christ. Do not compare your situation to others. We need to focus on what God wants to do in our lives, not to worry about what he might do in the life of others. According to Charles Stanley, what the Lord does with his servant is his business, not ours. Sometimes it's just easy to criticize, to complain about why God blessed that person, why not me, or a lot of things we can ask about. But remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord knows it's his business, not ours. We are not to compare or to compete. We are to obey. We are not here to compete. We are not here to compare, but we are here to obey and follow. If you look at the verses there twice, before that it says, follow me. It's not about compare yourself to other people, but follow me faithfully. Remember, we are called to follow Jesus Christ. Your standard of service is not what others do, but what Christ had called you to do. I was slapped that on my face. I slapped that on my face when I realized that your standard of service is not what others do, but what Christ has called you to do. Sometimes I base my standard of serving God when I saw other people, when I see other people like, oh, they serve them. Instead of like focusing on God wants me to do. I want to be somebody that I am not, I want to be somebody, not what God wants me to do. So you know my point, it's hard for me to rephrase that question sentence, but like sometimes, for example, I want to be like Pastor James when I'm Ricky. You know what I mean? I want to be like this person who like very, very good in different kind of things. I want to be a musician, but I'm not. Right, Mark? I will never be. I cannot play instrument. But then my point here, sometimes we can be focused. We can be like some. We want to be like some other people instead of focusing on what God wants us to be. We cannot use our full potential if we want to be like somebody instead of focusing on what God wants us to be. Whether you are doing more or less than others, it's not the issue. The issue is, are you following Christ? He is our standard. He alone is our judge. When all is said and done, you serve an audience of one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. In experience-wise, even you serve faithfully, people will say negative things in what you're doing. But when you realize that you only have an audience of one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, it makes a difference. My brother and sister in Christ, you are serving God in different places. You are serving God in different areas of your lives. Sometimes it can be hard. We cannot please all the people that we are serving. But when we put in our mind, our heart, that the audience that I'm serving is only one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, it makes a difference. Let us follow and serve Him and walk worthy of our calling. My friends, as I study this, I ask myself as well, Ricky, where is your focus this day? Where is your focus this year? Am I focusing about comparing myself to other people, or am I focusing on what God called me to do? When we are in our trip, my wife is always the one who always finds strangers. Between the two of us, she is more the people person. When we are traveling, he talked to people. We met few people. He played with the kid that we didn't ever know. It's funny because she's talking to a Spanish child, like maybe six, five, 7 years old. The guy, the child talked to her in Spanish, and I don't think my wife understands everything the guy is talking. But they just enjoy each other. But that's the point over here. We are sitting with the guy beside us, and they're talking about like flights, and he misses flights because he's going to possibly to like a Thanksgiving, and then all of them are complaining why we miss our flight and we cannot be there for Thanksgiving, and I need to be with this with my family for Thanksgiving. All the complaints that you can hear, and there's one old lady sitting there. How about you? What's your story? Oh, I miss my flight and. I was supposed to be going to one place. I can't remember what's the place. And I missed my flight, and that's the only I supposedly have a surgery tomorrow around this time, and that's the only hope. And without that, I will be blind for the rest of my life. And then the guy's like, wow. I'm complaining here about Thanksgiving, that I will never be able to spend time with this family. But this lady, old lady here, we lost his eyesight for the rest of his life because he were not able to be on that plane and to have her surgery, because I think the doctor will have a vacation someplace. If we compare, sometimes it's easy for us to compare our hardship in life, not knowing that there's somebody who is more having hard times. But the point here, my brother and sister in Christ, is where is our focus these days? Is our focus on what God called us to do, or in something else? Let us drop our nets of life and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We have different nets that sometimes God has want to cast to reach out other people or Christ. That might be nets of love, nets of service, nets of money, People are blessed with financial things. That's what they're casting to other people. They use their money, their time to share the gospel to other people, to be able to be a channel of blessing to other people. What kind of nets do you have that God wants you to cast down as well to reach out more people for Christ? Remember that we are all fishers of men. When you fish, I like this statement, when you fish, where you fish is not important, but if we follow Him, we must fish. Yeah, it's not where we are fishing, but we need to keep fishing wherever we are. Let's continue to spread, to share that net wherever we are, wherever God put us. Peter's had a problem, and I believe we have the same problem like him by comparing ourselves to other people. But look at what God told him. Follow me. It's not about your problem, but just follow me. One, sometimes the hardest thing in our life is to following him faithfully. And a reminder for us that what kind of nets do you have in your life that you were able to share that to other people? Peter has physical nets. We might have a different kind of nets that God wants us to use to be a channel of blessing to those people that he added in our lives. Either a co-workers, a family members, whoever those people that God put in your life, don't stop casting those nets for them, for his glory and for his honor. The second is not only the problem, but the second situation is Jesus' solution. Peter has the problem, but Jesus has the solution. He's not only the solution, but he is the solution to his problem. In that verse, Jesus Christ told Peter, just follow me, focus on me. Peter's focus is about himself, but Jesus wants him to focus on him. Verses 19 and 22, Jesus Christ emphasizes the word, follow me. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18 to 22, records the first word of Jesus to Peter, and that is the word, follow me. John recorded the last word, and that is also about following him. Is it like strange that like God reminded from the beginning to the end of Jesus Christ's life, he kept reminding Peter, follow me. Follow me, follow me. Is that also say for us to be reminded that like whatever our situation is, it might be hard, we need to follow him. Because as like I always like how when Jesus Christ called Matthew, the description is he left everything and followed him. We have a lot of things in life sometimes that it's hard for us to let go. But we have to remind ourselves to follow him. Our business is to follow him and fix our eyes unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ is the best example of following. Another one is our main business is to follow and following great leaders. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, that they follow wherever or whatever. Whenever they are called, or wherever they are called. After this scene, Peter never turned his back. He faithfully followed and served God. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 41. 3,000 people were saved when he preached. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, 4,000 people get saved because of his preaching. A Peter that was like turning around, and how about this guy? Is now standing there boldly preaching the word of God. Another one is in Acts chapter 3, verse 6, telling this layman that like silver and gold I have none, healing other people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4, verse 8, stand boldly before the Sanhedrin. And one of my favorite part of him is when he say like, we ought to obey God rather than man in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. After his denial, after his like comparing his life to John, I never seen him like left his first love again. He's boldly, he have some fights with some others, but he never left his first love in serving God. It is my prayer that the same with Peter, I have that kind of boldness to serve God wherever he puts me. It's hard to follow Jesus Christ without distraction. We need to keep forward in following Jesus and obey whatever he called us to do. Jesus assigned Peter and John to walk different ways, but both blessed our lives. Peter was a preacher and John was an evangelist. My friends, God called us in different ministries. Just be faithful in serving wherever he puts you. Not all of us can play musical instrument, but God bless some people who are play that and bless other people. Not all of us are confident enough to go outside this church and preach the gospel and share the gospel and talk to people. Don't compare yourself to other people because they are good in doing that. God has a different way of, you have different ministry than other people. Some people are confident like making conversation to other people. Some of us are not. Some people are good in helping through their financial. Some of us are not. Some of us have physical strength to help other people. Some of us are not. My point here, my brother and sister in Christ, is focus on where you are best as and give that your best to Jesus. We are called to be a channel of blessing to those people that put in our lives. Sometimes it might be our family members, church members, even sometimes God put a strangers in your life to reach out. As I finalizing the sermon last night, I came across with my notes about the man commended by Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12. I think Kirk mentioned this part of the introduction. The guy, the name is Silvanus. Peter described him as a faithful brother. When I heard that, I pray, Lord, I want people to remember as the same thing, same faithful brother or faithful. When it's time, when it's my time that God will take me home, I don't want to be remembered as a good teacher, a good worker, but I want to be remembered as a faithful. Faithful in persecution like these disciples. I shared this in a Sunday school class before. When I finished my college degree, I go for Bible school classes. My father did not talk to me for 2 years. I'm going home as if I'm a stranger because I made a choice to follow what God called me to do. Sometimes the person that will never understand our situation of following the Lord Jesus Christ is our own family members as well. And it doesn't help me. Every time I go home, my father will not talk to me. How strange is that? Like you are family members and your father will not talk to you because you followed what God called you to do. After 2 years, I think I mentioned this to you, he talked to me drunk. I accept your decision. But after that was 2 years, take me 2 years for him to say that word to me that I accepted your decision. Persecution sometimes is not from outside. Sometimes the persecution that we experience in our life is from the inside, even in our own family members. But I want to be remembered as faithful man, even in persecution. I want to be remembered, and it's hopefully my prayer as well, to be faithful in suffering like Peter, Paul, and Silas inside the prison cell. I want to be remembered as faithful in serving God and others. Like all these Bible characters that we read in the Bible. Some of those like very serve God faithfully, like our missionaries all around the world. I want to be remembered to be faithful both in big and small things. I want to be remembered as faithful both in richer and in poorer. And I want to be remembered to be faithful in sickness and illness like Epaphroditus. My friends, if it's our time that God will take us home, what we want us to be remembered? Hopefully, my prayer is that like God will remember us to be faithful, either in persecution, faithful in suffering, faithful in serving God, faithful in both big and small things, faithful in richer and poorer, faithful in sickness and illness. Because we are called to follow, and we need to follow Him faithfully. Let us pray. Lord, I just want to praise and thank You for a great reminder to follow You, Lord. Not only to follow You, Heavenly Father, but to follow You faithfully. I know, Lord, along the way, as we follow You, we will face a lot of hardship, a lot of turns, a lot of challenges. But help us, Heavenly Father, to serve You, follow You faithfully. Again, Lord, thank You for everything that You have done to our lives. And thank You, Lord, as we reflect our life in this 2023, we will see, we will be challenged to follow You faithfully despite of all the suffering, the persecution, even though, Lord, we're small, we're big and richer and poor, Heavenly Father. Remind us always, Heavenly Father, to follow You faithfully despite of all these challenges. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.